6 o'clock. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show entering the final hour on a Tuesday. Alex Kuhn along with For the Ride, along with Zach Johnson tonight, sitting in the producer's chair on the other side of the glass. We'll take your calls and texts over the next 55 minutes at 319-366-1600. Texts coming in to us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, having to do with a variety of topics today, including the speed cameras in Cedar Rapids, which we touched on in hour number one, and the proposal from the American Football Coaches Association that players be allowed in football to play as many as 4 games their freshman year and still be allowed to quote-unquote redshirt and have 4 full seasons to play moving forward. It's interesting. I don't know exactly where it's at in the process, but I think it's far enough along that we're looking at something like this becoming a reality sooner rather than later.
I do too. And like I said, I think that the biggest reason for this is the people skipping bowl games. Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey last year. And I think that the bowl game would be the best time for some of these players to get some experience moving into next year, because I think right after that last game of the season, things reset a bit. Even if you're playing in that first bowl game, you have 2 or 3 weeks to practice. You get a little bit more time to kind of move on from that regular season, rest up, and it's a little bit of a developmental period anyway. If you could get some of those red shirts, some game experience to go on top of that, I think it could really, really be beneficial.
319-366-1600, that's the number to call and reach us here in the studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We're going to be here through Thursday, and then on Friday, we're going to be in Iowa City at the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. It's another appearance at the Coach's Corner. Stop on in and say hi. We'll be there from 4 until 7. Happy hour starts at 3 o'clock. $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. Again, it's the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. And let's head back to the phone lines and reset a topic that we brought up in hour number one of the program, because it's golden. Anytime it comes up on the show, people want to talk about it. Chris in West Branch wants to revisit the speed cameras on 380. Chris, what's on your mind?
Well, obviously, the council has never driven through that section during the busy hours of the day, because the traffic gets so heavy and they know exactly where those cameras are. They all get 3 wide like it's the green flag of the Daytona 500. They all jam on their brakes until they get far enough past it, then they speed back up.
Well, I am not going to disagree with that at all, and I think it's almost, when you put the signs up, appreciate the phone call, by the way, when you put the signs up that an area is traffic controlled with cameras, what you tend to have then are people that will do 65 right up until the sign says 55, and then they'll slam on their brakes, slow down, and the minute that you're past the cameras, at least people who live here locally, then it's drive normally like you do, a bat out of hell. The thing that I don't understand is I've seen people say that they've gotten dozens of these.
Really?
How many times do you have to burn yourself on the stove before you figure out as a child that the stove is hot and to not touch it?
Dozens?
Dozens. Oh, yeah, dozens.
You know where they are.
Well, let's not underestimate some of the people out there. And some of them may be listening to this program right now. I'm not going to say anything disparaging about them, anything more so than I already have. But I'm implying that if you have dozens of these citations, pilot, my favorite is the line about people not having to pay them. Okay, dude, don't pay them. Turn them over to collection. Have you ever had a collection agency call you looking for money? I have, and it was a mix-up, but it's not fun. Even when it's not your money that they're coming after, they've got a phone number associated with you, and they're looking for that money. Not a game that I would be willing to play with anybody. But my point here in bringing this up was the story originally in the Gazette, the fact that, and I do think that it sort of bleeds over into the sports world, and this mentality now of you're not getting what you want, so let's just go back and try it again. You know, perseverance. There's nothing wrong with perseverance, but when at every single level and every step along the way you are being shot down, and particularly in courts of law, maybe, just maybe, the courts know what they're doing and what's right and what's wrong. I'm an expert on the law because I watch Better Call Saul, which was fantastic. Give Michael McKean an Emmy right now for his performance last night as Charles McGill. If you're not watching this program, you don't necessarily have to have watched Breaking Bad in order to enjoy Better Call Saul. Great show. It makes my Monday night.
Is it a spinoff of Breaking Bad?
It is. It's a prequel. And it takes a minor character from Breaking Bad and it gives him his own platform. I wouldn't say his own universe because it's still set in Albuquerque, but there's no Walter White, there's no meth or anything. It's like 5 years before Breaking Bad, and it's fantastic. Bob Odenkirk is terrific, and Michael McKean, who's been around for a really long time, is really, really good as Charles McGill. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But the speed cameras, it's 2015, and the court says, no, these are not legal. And then you appeal in April, and the judge in Polk County says, no, the court knew what it was doing in 2015 when it said you couldn't issue tickets from these. And now the council again last night, 7-1. And here's my point, I guess, is, and this goes back to the congressman who's having another town hall tonight at Kirkwood, and I'm not making this into a political show, I'm not, but there's nothing wrong with holding people that are elected to represent you accountable for their votes. So I would remember who these seven people are that voted for going forth with yet another appeal to try to bring these cameras back, which are not a public safety issue, even though the chief of police says they are. It's a cash grab, a blatant cash grab. 150,000 tickets in one fiscal year generated, according to the Cedar Rapids Gazette, $4 million for the city and $2 million for the quote-unquote vendor. So $6 million total.
Now, before we get to Tracy in Cedar Rapids, who's waiting patiently, if, let's just say tomorrow, or actually for the sake of the argument, let's say in 2 months, the courts overturn this ruling, would all of the speeders from the last 3 years be ticketed?
I don't think they can do that.
You don't think?
Now, okay. The cameras are still recording, but I don't think that they can go and retroactively then issue these things. And by the way, I'm bringing this up for a number of reasons. One of them is that I understand that it upsets people that think this is a sports show. And there's nothing that I love more than someone out there telling someone to stick to sports, because that's just like an invitation for me to go off the beaten path. 319-366-1600. Tracy, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey there, guys. I'm actually a lawyer, and first of all, you made a comment about collections. They can send you to collections, but there's nothing they can do. It actually is non-collectible fine, because you have to have the right to argue your position before a live judge. So it's an unmanned ticket. The next thing about this is, you're right, they cannot retroactively go back and fine or ticket anybody who is on the cameras post a decision. And then my last comment is on something you guys talked about earlier today, whether or not the Missouri Valley should expand. I think they should expand to 12 teams so they can split the conference and have a true playoff series.
Interesting point, sir. Tracy, we appreciate the insight there. That complicates things then if you can't collect it. I don't know. I've seen people have told me that they've got dozens of these things just sitting around. I got one. You know what I did with it? I paid it, and then I never got another one ever again. I learned my lesson.
That's but, exactly what I did too.
But I know other people. One of them used to sit in the chair that you're sitting in that had five or six of them. and it's always, and here's the deal. And this goes back to me with the golf last week. It doesn't always have to be somebody else's fault. Okay?
Thank you. And I was, you said it, I was going
always,
to.
And here's another, if you're out there and you're complaining and you're moaning about sticking to sports, this is a great lesson in sports. Because how many times have you gone and complained to a coach about your kid not playing or getting enough at-bats or getting enough minutes, and it's the coach's fault? No. Sometimes it's the kid. He's either not good enough or he's not trying hard enough or there's somebody who's better than him. Okay?
I had this story about this coach who, my freshman year, and he didn't play me. You want to know why he didn't play me? Because I sucked at baseball. And when the other story I have is when I got a fine for or a speeding ticket by one of those speed cameras. Do you know whose fault that was? It was mine, because I was going too fast. Those are riveting stories, right?
But that mentality is rare nowadays.
I know that's
always has to be somebody else's fault.
And I'm not going to throw him under the bus, but the person who sat in the seat every time he got one of those five or six tickets on those speed cameras, there was a new story every time.
So when you sit there and you say, well, it's 50% my fault. Okay, the bus is coming for me. And I'm going to step out in front of it and I'm going to get hit by the bus. I'm not going to allow you to throw me under it. I'm going to admit, yeah, it was my fault. I did something that I shouldn't have last week because I wasn't thorough enough. And I'm being completely serious. If they got to take the money, I don't want to screw over any of the listeners. So if anybody hassles anybody that won last week over not getting a foursome of golf, I'll pay for it myself because it was my mistake. Look at me. I made a mistake and I'm owning it. Sometimes I feel that way about taking this program over, and I'm owning it, okay? I think I could do this. I thought I could do this. I made a mistake. I'm going to own it, at least until the point where I no longer own it. 319-366-1600. It never ceases to amaze me how people can say whatever excuse they want. If you have 19 speeding tickets, then you have 19 speeding tickets for a reason. It's not the camera's fault. It's not the city council's fault. It's not anyone's fault except for yours. And you can choose to do with them what you want. Don't pay them. I don't care. But I love the fact that this story is still in the news because, as I said, anytime we talk about... Look at this. We talked about a topic that I thought would get a lot of traction today, and that's the fact that you could play a true freshman in up to four games. No one wants to talk about it. Maybe it's in the presentation. Maybe I took a Kobe steak, and maybe I didn't put it on the plate with fancy enough garnish on it. I don't know. But you guys took one bite, and you decided, meh, no, I'd rather go get fast food or something. But you bring up the cameras, and holy cow, people have an opinion. We must have had 12 or 13 texts on it. But my favorite part about the story is that this is classic child behavior here. You're not getting your way? well, let's go back and see if we can try again. And then another judge tells you no. And you go back again and again and again. And it's all about the money. And no one is fooled by this. Don't sit here and tell me that it's for public safety. Is driving the speed limit a public safety issue? Yes, it is. But these particular items are not public safety instruments. They are a cash register, one that isn't ringing for the city, and it desperately wants that money. And I got someone on the text line asked a great question earlier. Where'd the money go that they collected before?
That is a great question.
Because I don't necessarily see it in this city. Some of the streets and things like that. And again, who am I? I'm just one person with a microphone complaining about things ad nauseum. And I know it upsets some people and it bothers some people, and that's fine by me because I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. Which, by the way, I slept through that storm last night, and so did my son, thankfully. He enjoys sleep almost as much as I do. But I know there were some people, and we had some issues here at the station, I believe, as far as power and whatnot. I slept like a baby last night. I love a good storm.
I do, up until the point where it rattles the walls, which is exactly what it did last night a little bit south of here.
Yeah, it was loud. Big deal. I'm doing everything in my power not to talk about the Chicago Cubs today. That's why the speed cameras and various topics that aren't related to sports came up.
You declared it open season, 319-366-1600.
I declared it open season.
1600.
I declared it open season, and nobody wants to talk about the Cubs. And again, this makes me question my abilities, because maybe it's in the presentation.
1307 earlier today, I believe, yes, the Schwarber leadoff experiment is slowing the Cubs down greatly this year.
I had somebody tweet me about this too, and he hit in the two hole at Indiana. Madden's hitting him leadoff. I don't necessarily know if there's correlation between him hitting first and the team's woes offensively, but it's not just Schwarber who's not swinging the bat very well right now. And Schwarber batting leadoff isn't the reason that Jake Arrieta has a 5.35 ERA.
Also, I apologize.
No.
Also from 1307, last night the Cubs all watched their team leader dance a tango during a rain delay. That absence of leadership is evident this far. So 1307 took the bait.
Okay, so there you go. It's open season on the Cubs right now. They lost again today to the Rockies. An ugly loss. Jake Arrieta did not have his best stuff. Gave up 9 runs. Only 5 of them were earned. And they are miles away from where they were last year. 25-6 through 31 games a year ago. They were 16-15 coming into today. Now they're 16-16 going into the back end of the doubleheader tonight, which may or may not get played depending on the weather. People love to complain about the Cubs for a number of reasons, and I'm declaring it open season here. You can complain about them, whatever, and I'm not going to stand in your way. Do it. 319-366-1600. If you want to call and crow, if you're a Cardinals fan and you want to celebrate the team, the fact that your team is in first place, as they did on Twitter last night.
Well, why? I don't know.
366-1600. Apparently.
Was that annoying?
I wouldn't say annoying, but I saw it and I raised an eyebrow. Because all I could think of was last year when the Cubs were 25-6, Cardinals fans coming out of the woodwork to point out that the pennant wasn't won 31 games into the year. Last night, they're in first place, and here they are crowing about it. It's a long season.
I know that, and it wasn't just Cubs fans last year, but I remember the Cardinals played the first game of the MLB season. They lost to the Pirates, and I saw a lot of, I will say that there were a lot of Cubs fans, but also other fans of other teams lamenting the fact that the Cardinals were in last place. So I've seen my fair share of it as well.
People on the text line asking what storm. It was a very small storm. It depended on where you were.
It was the creepiest storm I'd ever sat through.
The tiny little cell.
All of a sudden, it starts raining to the point where it's just pounding on my metal roof. It's so loud. It is just absolutely downpouring for about a minute and a half, and then there was no rain. It just went away, and it was completely still outside. There was some really heavy lightning, but for a minute and a half, it rained just... It was a complete downpour, and then it stopped in a snap of a finger. It was really weird.
Here's my favorite intimation from the text line right now. The money from the cameras goes to police operations. So therefore, if you are against the cameras, you are against the police department. I love that line of thinking. I absolutely love that. The money goes to police operations. So if you are against the speed cameras, then you are against the men and women who wear the police uniforms in the city. I love connecting those dots. And FYI, just last year, officers got hit while stopped on that stretch of road. That is unfortunate, and I don't want to make light of that, but I imagine accidents like that happen all over. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? 366-1600. 99-25, as a Cubs fan, it looks to me like the World Series parade last year still hasn't ended and the celebration is still going on. That is a tough one for me because I said at the beginning of the year, you always, almost always have a hangover effect from winning the World Series, and with the Cubs, take that and magnify it times 10. Because it had been 108 years since that franchise had won the World Series. And are these guys sort of off in their own little universes now? I'm not ready to say that. And I want to ask Dave Kaplan when he joins us on Thursday, because obviously he's a lot closer to the team and he's got his finger on the pulse. And Cap's a little bit of a homer. I'm not going to deny that. But you have this. This is not unique with teams that are immensely talented. Look at, for instance, the 86 Mets. Everybody thought they were going to be a dynasty. Never won a World Series after that, that particular team. And there have been some really great teams. Look at, you know, the Yankees. Dynasty. Now, other teams come along and win. And other teams struggle. And this Cubs team right now is struggling, and there's no doubt about it. It's May 9th. Anthony Rizzo's not going to swing as poor of a stick in June and July as he is right now. At least you hope not. Schwarber's not going to. Zobrist is hopefully not going to. And to me, and thank you to those on the text line, again, underlying this, it's starting pitching. The starting pitching is what's letting this team down. This constant parade of runs in the first inning, you know, and Brett Anderson wasn't helping the cause. He goes to the disabled list. I'm looking forward to seeing what Eddie Butler can do if they do bring him up from AAA to take Anderson's spot in the rotation on Friday. But Hendricks has regressed. Arrieta has looked awful at times this year. John Lackey has been lacking, for a better term. Yeah, you see what I did there? Outside of Lester, there have been a lot of inconsistencies from the rotation. And what does that mean? Well, it means that your starters are working fewer innings, which is putting a greater amount of taxation on your bullpen, and everything snowballs from there. And this past week was one of the rougher stretches in the last two seasons with this team. I mean, just absolutely brutal. And you're going to the bullpen and you're thinking, how much longer can they do this? And then the most optimistic fan says, well, they're going to Colorado and they're going to Coors Field and the bats are going to get going and they're going to turn things around. And then again today, you look at the results. Now, Senzatella is a really good pitcher for the Rockies, a good young pitcher. But that's not Pedro Martinez out there.
I think John makes the point that that's correct. It's they're a game and a half back, and they're playing D-level baseball. They're not playing well right now, and they're only a game and a half back in what seems to be a fairly weak division. The Cardinals are playing a little bit better after a terrible start, but it just seems like this team, once the weather gets a little bit warmer, let's not forget that the weather hasn't completely turned yet in the Midwest. They're going to start heating up. But I think the starting pitching is just the one area of even minimal concern, because I think the lineup is going to heat up, and you know that that's going to happen. But the questions are going to be with John Lackey and Jake Arrieta, who, like you said, have regressed. Can they regain the form that they had, especially John Lackey in the first half of last season? And can Jake Arrieta become a high-level, top 10, top 15 pitcher in Major League Baseball? And I think that's always kind of been the question mark about this team since this new regime has taken over. And we'll talk, like you said, we'll talk to David Kaplan about his new book. But this whole team was put together based off of hitters in a time where it was very much a sexy draft pick to go out and take young arms. They went out and they took hitters. So the question moving forward, can the pitching staff come back to the way that they were last year and the year before? That's really the only question mark for me.
It's open season on the Cubs if you want to join the conversation. Now, a couple people on the text line, as you said, not worried yet, including John. But there are a lot of people that are. 366-1600. We'll see how they do. I haven't seen an update on whether or not that second game is going to get played tonight, but I know they're experiencing or expecting more weather issues in Denver this evening. So fingers crossed that they can get that game in, and maybe the bats show up in game two, and maybe they get a decent outing from John Lester. Always tough at Coors Field, always a crapshoot. 6:32, here's what we're going to do. We're going to step aside. We're going to take a quick break for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. And then on the other side of that, we'll give you your second and final chance to play and hopefully win. Nobody's won anything yet. It's called Race to Win for a reason, not Race to Guess Two Wrong Numbers. We need a winner tonight. Send me home feeling good about the listeners, knowing that we hooked you up with a great prize tonight. 366-1600, that's the number that you're going to need to call coming up in just a few minutes. It's the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. More after this.
April showers bring May dollars. Cash, 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 cash. KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the gym class in the Todd Rommelkamp Show, we'll play that morning's phrase and caller number 6 will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Back with you on the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. And that commercial reminded me of something. We still got $100 laying around here on the counter that we need to give away to someone before 7 o'clock tonight. So not only are we going to play Race to Win coming up in just a little bit, but we're also going to give you an opportunity to win $100. So if that's not enough enticement to stick around until 7 o'clock tonight, I don't know what to tell you. How about a Midwest One Bank Big Board update? We've got another one of those on the way for you. We start with a little college athletics news out of the Missouri Valley Conference. They're back to 10 teams as of today, hopefully, because they've extended an official invitation to Valparaiso to join the league. Terms of the deal still being negotiated, but it's expected that the Crusaders will become members of the MVC on July 1st. They're currently in the Horizon League. Valpo would help fill the void left by Wichita State after the Shockers left for the AAC in April. The MVC may not stop there, though. According to reports, the league's expansion committee will continue to evaluate the possibility of making further additions for future seasons. Dayton beat the Cedar Rapids Colonels 4-1 last night in the series opener between the two teams at Fifth Third Field. Dragons pitchers combined for 17 punchouts, including 10 by starter Tony Santillan. The two teams meet again tonight for Game 2. It got underway about 35 minutes ago. Right-hander Tyler Beardsley got the start for the Colonels. The Iowa softball team will be the 11th seed at this week's Big Ten softball tournament in Ann Arbor. The Hawkeyes face Wisconsin Thursday night at 6 o'clock. The Badgers won the season series between the two teams 2-1. And Major League Baseball news, the Detroit Tigers have announced that Francisco Rodriguez is out as the team's closer. They're turning over the ninth inning role to Justin Wilson.
The speed cameras.
Speed cameras are, they're the go-to, man. You want to try to get people
to...
Every
time, it never fails.
If
Colin
somebody,
Coward and the speed cameras.
If somebody in this building came to me and said, your job rests on getting 20 people to text your show in the next 15 minutes, what one topic is going to do that? You mentioned the traffic cameras in Cedar Rapids, and I'd have a job for life. Now, you couldn't tell people that ahead of time, because then they'd be like, oh, no, I can't text. I don't want to be the person responsible for keeping him on the air. Are we ready? Do we have it queued up and ready to go here? I want to do things the right way since I screwed up the giveaway last week.
We have everything queued up. So.
Okay.
Race to win.
All right. We need caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600. 12 great prizes on the board still, including the 6-pack of tickets to the Indianapolis 500. We've got $50 in car washes. We've got a $60 gift card to the Oxyokian. Everything is still available. All of our great prizes, including the Indy tickets. Caller number 6, 366-1600. We'll find out who our player is, our contestant is, when we come back after this.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. 3 environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. 1-800-758-2010.
6:39, and let's head to Fairfax and bring Matt on board. Matt's our contestant, our final one of the night on Race to Win. Matt, have you been following along as we've been playing the last couple days?
Sparingly.
Okay, no worries here. Sometimes we can get lucky and just find a match. If you're familiar with how things work, even if you're not, none of the prizes have been claimed yet, so we have all of the numbers between 1 and 24 available. So go ahead and pick a number.
Number 4.
Hurricane Grill and Wings $50 gift card.
Okay, we've got a $50 gift card to Hurricane Grill and Wings. If you find the match on the board, it's all yours. Give me your second number, Matt.
10.
Hurricane Grill and Wings $50 gift card.
Very nice. You're sure you haven't been following along that closely?
I have not. That's great.
Okay, there you go. Our first winner in Race to Win got a $50 gift card. We're going to put you on hold. Zach, our producer, will let you know how to get your prize. But there we go. Squares number 10 and 4. Officially off the board, a $50 gift card to Hurricane Grill and Wings. Make sure you check them out. They're located right next door to Lyndale Mall.
That was impressive. Had 10 even been...
I thought maybe he was slow playing. We've had, I think we've had 10 revealed, but I don't believe the other one was out there. I have, look, I've been keeping track sparingly, but...
We had, 10 had not been...
10 had not been.
Guessed. 4 had been
4
guessed.
Had been. So maybe Matt was slow playing just a little bit, and one of the days that he was listening, or one of the times that he was listening, he heard number 4 taken. So we're now down to 11 prizes. Still the Indianapolis 500 tickets available. Your next chance to play and win is going to come up tomorrow with the gym class.
Now, do we tell contestants from here on out that 4 and 10...
Yes,
off the board.
Yes, we tell them what numbers, because otherwise, what good would
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Because you now, although you could, yesterday you told people that the other slot was 25.
Yeah, I mean, I could be a jerk about this and say no. You've got to be paying attention the entire time, but I'm not going to be. I'm going to tell people. We're going to fill them in and let them know just exactly what's available and what's not available. So. By the way, I'm reacting to that Francisco Rodriguez news by picking up Justin Wilson when he's available in my fantasy leagues that I'm playing in. Sorry, Addison Reed. You're not the closer of the Mets anymore.
He's back on the text line. Ryan from Walford. You're welcome, Matt. I made someone happy.
There you go. Ryan uncovered one of the Hurricane Grill and Wings.
Yes, he did. Number
squares
4.
Squares the other day. It's 6:42. Continue listening until 7 o'clock tonight. Because somebody is going to have an opportunity to win $100. We have not done it yet. We're doing it every day in the month of May. All you need to do, listen to local programming between 3 and 7 o'clock. You're going to hear, we call it a cue to call. It's very self-explanatory. I really don't know why you need the phrase. Because you could hear it for the very first time in that commercial. And just call the number. But I don't want to get yelled at for asking questions that I may not want the answer to, but we've had people, and here's why it's a pain in the ass. People are texting, people are calling. What's the phrase? What's the phrase? Just listen. There you go. Just listen, and if you hear the commercial and it says to be the sixth caller and you're the sixth caller, you're going to win $100. I'm trying to set a record like the Nugs kid today. Did you see the kid on Twitter who got the free nuggets from Wendy's?
Yeah, for getting 18 million retweets?
No. That was free nuggets for life. He didn't get 18 million retweets, but he did break Ellen DeGeneres' Oscar selfie record of 3.4 million retweets. So that is now the most retweeted tweet of all time, and Wendy's has rewarded him with nuggets for a year.
Of all time, and he only gets a year?
Well, 18 million is what they told him he needed to get the nuggets forever.
So that would be...
He got 3 million plus.
So to get...
And so they're being good about it. They're being nice and rewarding him.
So to get free nuggets for life, he would have had to have the most retweeted tweet of all time by 16 million tweets.
Close to it, yeah.
That's a steep price to pay for nuggets.
It's a lot of nuggets. 366.
That's a lot of retweets.
1600. You can follow us on Twitter at Todd Brummelkamp, at Alex Kuhn 523. And some of you are still using the old show's Twitter account. We still see it.
Are there even 18 million people on Twitter?
I don't know. That's a wonderful question. One that.
This is just bothering me.
One that. The things that bother you and the things that bother me sometimes. But I got no answers. I got none. None. Other than to tell people, Cedar Rapids Colonels are in action tonight in Dayton. We'll give you a score update before we get out of here at 7 o'clock tonight on our final Midwest One Bank Big Board update, which is coming up in just a few minutes. Brian Ferentz made some comments last week with regard to several rival programs involving the Hawkeyes. Nebraska's Mike Riley reacted the other day. He basically said he hadn't heard what Brian Ferentz said. So if you were hoping for a good war of words between Nebraska and Iowa, Brian Ferentz did some grade A. I don't want to say it's trolling, but he took jabs at Minnesota, he took jabs at Iowa State, and he took a poke at Nebraska, called it a school west of us, just a little west of Omaha. Everybody knew who he's talking about. Mike Riley's not taking the bait.
No, I didn't think he would. Being around that guy for a year, I don't know if he's... He might be the one football coach where I've never heard him swear.
Let's put it this way. White rice seems like it would be a little too flavorful for Mike Riley. Is there any way that you could dumb that down just a little bit for his palate?
Like plain grits or something?
He doesn't strike me as the type of guy that's got a whole lot of excitement in his life.
I don't think he does.
He likes to go home. Guy may not even have a flat screen TV. He's still got the old standard box tube and just sits and eats a bowl of Cheerios and warm milk or something at night.
It's funny you bring this up because I actually asked in my time in Corvallis, the way he spoke to the media, in my experiences, the way that a coach speaks to the media is way different than the way that the coach speaks to the players. So I asked one of his former players, is that the way that he speaks to his players? He said, absolutely. He almost never raises his voice. I don't think I've ever heard him say a swear word, which in this day and age of coaching is pretty incredible.
366-1600, that's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk a little baseball with Keith Law of ESPN. Plus, it's another Wednesday. That means the 6 o'clock showdown. We'll have some Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets for you. And it's the biggest Lunchbox Heroes stop of the year. All hands on deck tomorrow. Our show, as well as the gym class, going to be in Iowa City at the new Madison Street Dormitory at the University of Iowa. Over 300 workers expected to be fed. Built by Pros is the presenting sponsor for Lunchbox Heroes, and we'll tell you all about this project and more coming up on both programs tomorrow, but very much looking forward to that. We'll step aside and take a break. When we come back, we'll get you a final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Again, checking in on how the Colonels are doing in Dayton tonight, among other things. And then we'll turn you over either to Twins Baseball on 107.5 FM or ESPN programming the rest of the way on 106.3 and 1600. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Here's today's $100 a day in the month of May phrase, sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City.
That's what you do when you have 7 days off. You work on those kind of things.
Right.
Be caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600 and win with KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right, Greeny?
Oh, yeah, I'm always streaming basketball games on it.
But I bet you don't love that pricey wireless plan you're on, though, with all the mystery fees jacking up your monthly bill every month.
Yeah, talk about taking a hard foul.
Flagrant. So what if I told you that you could keep your phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month to use it?
I'd say I'm very interested.
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They actually let you keep your exact same phone with your exact same number and your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
That's nothing but net from way downtown.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know How.
That's not heavy metal music or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
It's time for breakfast at Burger King.
Remember at Burger King, I got the 3 for 89 cent pancake deal?
Yeah.
I tried to take one.
But they're 89 cents.
Yeah.
You can spare one.
I understand, but you know what I said.
Well, you said respect the stack.
And did you?
No, because I like pancakes.
Respect that stack. Get 3 pancakes for just 89 cents. That's 3 fluffy golden pancakes for 89 cents now at Burger King. Here's another great breakfast deal. 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time at participating Burger King restaurants.
10 minutes to go on a Tuesday program. That'll do it for local shows here on KGYM. We invite you to join us back here again tomorrow, beginning at 3 o'clock for the gym class with Scott Unesh and Mark Dukes. They had a very good conversation with Cal Eldred earlier today, the former major leaguer, joining them every Tuesday to talk baseball. You can check out their podcast online at kgymradio.com. Interesting news here. There's a new documentary in the works, according to Rolling Stone. The director, Steve McQueen, he of 12 Years a Slave fame, is working on a new documentary about Tupac Shakur. You a big Tupac guy? You don't strike me as being a big Tupac guy.
I enjoy a little Tupac every once in a while.
Just a little?
Just a little bit.
You just take a little hit of Tupac every now just and again, a little. And then... What is your musical? I don't think I've ever heard you listen to music, ever.
It is so funny you ask this.
What's on Coon's iTunes account right now?
You know how you say that one of your least favorite questions that people ask you is, what do you do for a living?
Yes. It made the haircut very awkward yesterday.
Possibly one of the most uncomfortable questions that people ask me is, what kind of music do you listen to? Because people judge me for it. And I will say this. If you want to know what kind of music I listen to, watch the movie The Fate of the Furious, and then you will know what kind of music I listen to.
No. Really?
I mean, I listen to a lot of different kinds of music. I'll sprinkle in a little bit of rock, a little bit of country here and there, but I do enjoy that kind of music, and people judge me for it.
How would you describe it then? If you had to put your finger on, okay, this is my taste in music.
So,
and you can't just say, well, it's varied. You got to say this is what I like.
So a little bit, like I said, a little bit of country is good. A little bit of Rob FM type music, a little rock and roll. If you haven't heard, we have a new station here at KZIA, Rob FM, and a lot of hip-hop. A lot of it. It's what I grew up with.
Okay. I will grant you that.
Listen to high school football locker rooms.
Okay.
Long road trips. It's what I've always listened to.
To get you hyped.
Yeah, and okay. And a lot of people give it up after a while. I just haven't kicked that habit yet.
Is that a habit to kick?
Some people say it is.
Okay. Is that your dad saying you need to grow up?
No.
Son, you need to listen to more adult music.
No, because for as much as I listen to it, my younger brother listens to way more of it. So
he's in Memphis. He ought to be down on Beale Street listening to the blues and
oh, he does.
Okay. All right. What's your best Beale Street story so far?
Oh, gosh. Put me on the spot here.
It's homework. I'll tell you what. It's homework. Maybe it'll come up over the next couple days. How about this? You think about it.
Exactly.
And we'll do a Midwest One Bank big board update. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are away from Veterans Memorial Stadium over the next week. They're on a 6-game road trip through the Eastern Division. They got it kicked off last night, losing to the Dayton Dragons 4-1 at Fifth Third Field. Colonels struck out 17 times, including 10 at the hands of starter Tony Santillan. Two teams back at it again tonight. Tyler Beardsley on the mound for Cedar Rapids, looking for his fourth win of the year. Bats are going to have to do some catch-up for him because right now it's the fourth inning and the Colonels trail 2-0. The Missouri Valley Conference officially voted to extend an invitation to Valparaiso to join the league. And while terms of the deal are still being negotiated, it's expected that the Crusaders will come on board July 1st. They are currently members of the Horizon League. They're coming on board to fill the void left after Wichita State left for the AAC last month. However, the MVC may not stop there. According to reports, the league's expansion committee is going to continue to evaluate the possibility of further additions. The Iowa softball team will be the number 11 seed at this week's Big Ten softball tournament in Ann Arbor. The Hawkeyes are scheduled to face Wisconsin Thursday night at 6 o'clock Central. The Badgers won the season series between the two teams 2-1. Did we congratulate Mark in Cedar Rapids for winning the $100 a day in the month of May?
Okay, we did not.
I didn't think so.
Congratulations, Mark.
And that certainly merits congratulations. It may take a while, a week or two, for you to get that in the mail, by the way. They want us to remind everybody that the checks are only cut occasionally with that contest. So we are giving away $100 a day during the month of May. All you need to do is listen to local programming Monday through Friday. Every day we're on the air, with the exception of one day, and that would be, of course, Memorial Day, where there is no local programming. But $100 a day in the month of May, and all you need to do is be listening for your chance to win over the course of 4 hours. When you hear the cue to call, pick up the phone and be our sixth caller, and you'll have $100 to spend any way you want it. How about that?
Speaking of 2 weeks, it might take me like 2 weeks to come up with a Beale Street story that is suitable for air.
Okay, I've never spent any time on Beale Street. I have, however, I've been to Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Bourbon Street's better.
Is it?
It is.
Okay. Which one's safer? Because I've never feared for my life more than when I was on Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
That's debatable.
It's like, I travel a lot. I've been to a lot of big cities. I've never felt more uncomfortable than...
Even with all those people around? Or especially with all those people around?
Well, part of it, the number of people around, but, I mean, you're reveling, so you get to the point where you sort of lose a little bit of your faculties, and then bad things can sometimes happen. So, but it was a good time. I do remember that much of the trip, and nothing bad happened. We've got 11 prizes left on Race to Win. Your next chance coming up tomorrow on the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. We're going to talk a little baseball with Keith Law on the program. 107.5 FM listeners, Twins, White Sox on the way. Everybody else, ESPN programming. Talk to you tomorrow.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aid.